B98.5's Tad and Drex Show podcast, helping you catch up on what you missed.
I honestly thought that snooping for Christmas presents kind of ended when you were like 10 years old.
Oh, Tad, there are two types of people in this world. There's snoopers and there's liars. Everybody goes snooping. I was getting out of the shower and I looked into my wife's closet. I saw this long rectangular cardboard box at the top of her closet. And as I'm like kind of peeking and pulling open the lip of this cardboard box, I hear this sound.
What?
So I hear that sound, and then I hear my wife, who's in her office downstairs, goes,
"Get out of my closet!
Get out of my closet! Quit snooping around!" So that sound that I just played is one of those, like, personal alarms. My wife had gotten it. Her daddy gave it to her when she went to college. You carry that around, and, you know, if an attacker gets you or you need help or something, you pull that, and it makes that screeching sound.
She
rigged it in between the top and the bottom of this cardboard box, so when I lifted it open, it made that annoying sound.
Drex, you got what you deserved. You're snooping like a little five-year-old.
Oh, don't act like y'all didn't snoop, because y'all snoop. You know you snoop. Everyone's a snooper.
Absolutely, 100%. No, I do not snoop.
Liar.
My sister snooped, and she stopped, I think, when she was like 10 years old. Like I said, I don't even think adults do this.
Mm-mm-mm. Kara?
Yes.
You're a snooper? I can see it
in your
face.
I am a snooper. I know. I am a snooper. And Christmas is the worst time, too, because there's just stuff everywhere, and I just want to know what's in it and who it's going to.
Good. All right. Kim and Alpharetta, you snooped?
I did. I am an admitted snooper, but I will never do it again. I went digging into my boyfriend's closet, and I found this beautiful ring, and it was an opal on my birthday. It's October birthday, and that's not my birthday month, but I was like, that's fine. Boys are dumb. They don't know anything.
Boys are dumb because I don't understand that. What do you mean opal is October? What does that mean?
It's a birthstone.
It's a birthstone.
Oh, okay, okay, okay.
Go on, because I have a feeling that this is not where the story ends.
So, yeah, Christmas came and he did not give me that ring. Then it's New Year's and we're at this party with one of my friends and her boyfriend, and she is wearing this ring. And it turns out that they were like hooking up for months. And, you know, then, yeah, pretty soon after that, we broke up. So I'm never going to snoop again because it was not fun.
I feel like you got some very valuable information from snooping.
Yeah, I would be snooping.
Was her birthday in October?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. I'm just still trying to put together this opal birthstone October thing.
So he is smart enough to know the birthstone thing.
No, he was very thoughtful, just not for me.
All right, you got a snooper story? 404-741-0985. I want to talk to the children here for a minute because we're talking about snooping and, you know, going into mom and dad's closet and finding out what you're getting for Christmas before Christmas Day or whatever it
is. Yeah, sounds glorious. Yeah, well, keep going.
It just causes all kinds of problems. Number one, you're ruining the surprise that, you know, you no longer have anything to look forward to. And then you also have to fake your surprise and excitement on Christmas Day.
That's a problem. I say that's building life skills. Think about it. If you can snoop, find out what you're going to have, and then learn how to act surprised when you get
off.
It. And pull that out. Think about the life skills you have for the rest of your life. Now you can pretend to be excited about anything.
Now you can be a lying liar all the time.
Yes, a lying liar who lies.
It's improv. You guys say lying. It's improv.
Okay. Okay?
Right. Josh,
it's a life skill.
Josh in Gainesville, you're a snooper.
Some presents, and they were kind of like two of the similar like boxes. Well, she got my brother a laptop and made some clothes and some other little petty stuff.
Yeah.
Well, the night before, I actually went under, unwrapped them, rewrapped them, and then switched the tags. That way I got the laptop rather than my brother, and he got all my clothes.
Oh,
no way.
You dirty
rat. That's diabolical.
Yeah, and she thought it was actually her mistake, so she couldn't really say anything. Oh, well, no, you didn't get the laptop. Your brother did.
Huh.
Yeah.
Oh, what devilish laugh,
what a snake. That gets you, I mean, you don't want to, like, December 25th, 2021, get on the naughty list for 2022.
Right?
Yeah.
We keep up with what's happening so we can tell you about the stuff that matters. Tad, Drex, and Kara's Info to Go is on B98.5.
Good morning, 724. We're protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. Sunshine with a high of 53. It's 41 in Midtown. Hawks host the Magic tonight. What's going on, Kara?
Looks like the stinking Omicron variant is trying to be the Grinch and steal our Christmas and New Year's fun. The city of Atlanta has gone yellow, meaning you'll need to mask up at any indoor location. And we are already seeing some crazy long lines at testing sites with people trying to rush to make sure they're clear before traveling to see friends and family. So you'll be lucky if you can find one of those at-home tests right now, too. They have been flying off the shelves. Doctors are saying we need to be on guard, but we don't necessarily need to cancel everything. If you're vaccinated, you've got a good chance to fight this thing. Got to make sure, you know, to get your booster on time and all of that stuff. Stay masked up and keep your hands washed. Do all that stuff all over again.
How many more
bleeping
years are we going to be?
This is
incredible.
We're all over it. Totally over it.
It's the 12 variants of Christmas, guys. Everyone knows.
Now, we say there's no place like home for the holidays, and that has a whole new meaning for one single mom. Shanika was living in a two-bedroom apartment with 10 others recently. Whoa. She had always dreamed of owning her own home and having a permanent base for her family. So thanks to her hard work and Southern Crescent Habitat for Humanity, Shanika's dreams came true this Christmas. And just in time, yesterday morning, she received a huge surprise from Warwick Dunn and Aaron's. They gave her a $5,000 down payment assistance check and $10,000 worth of furniture. Now, she knew she was going to have this house, but she didn't know that it was going to come fully furnished or that she was going to get this awesome down payment assistance. So if you've got a chance to volunteer with Habitat for Humanity, do it. It is such a great organization to work for. If you don't have any skills, they'll even put you to work doing easy things like painting.
I'm Clark Howard.
Right? Yeah, right.
Now, yesterday, SpaceX launched off Christmas gifts, goodies, and supplies to the astronauts on the International Space Station.
Nice.
They deserve a little Christmas love, too. It marked their 100th successful rocket landing. So some of the items that they were going up to take to the astronauts were Christmas gifts from family members, smoked fish and turkey, green beans and fruitcake for a holiday feast, and a laundry detergent experiment, because nothing says Christmas like some dirty laundry. So all in all, more than 6,500 pounds worth of goods are going to arrive for them today.
Nice.
But my question is, what would you guys want your family to send you if you were in space on the International Space Station? What thing from home would you want them to send for Christmas?
I'd want gift cards. Lots of gift cards.
What?
For the International Space Station, Williams-Sonoma, for example.
Yeah, no, I don't think that's...
International Space
Station. Yeah, they've got all kind of different options up there at that.
Yes. Travels, light.
Yeah.
No
all
problem.
Right.
Drex?
Oh, Coney Dog from... I grew up in Detroit. I'm gonna blow that space station up.
She's in the know about everything happening in pop culture. Can you beat her? It's Are You Smarter Than Kara on B98.5.
Nina in Lawrenceville.
Good morning.
Was that the microwave?
It was. I just got up. I'm warming up some coffee.
Nice. Why don't you go ahead and kick our pop culture princess out of the studio?
Take a hike, Kara, please.
I'm out of here, Nina. Good luck.
If you beat Kara this morning, she'll give you $100. You could buy a couple of Yeti cups and you could stop using that microwave to warm up the coffee. We're brought to you by R.S. Andrews Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical. We're going to ask you these five pop culture trivia questions with Kara standing outside the room. Then we'll bring her back in. We'll ask her the same questions.
Okay, let me put
Nina,
the bird up.
Please, if you could just finish the dishes.
Now it's a bird. We have a microwave and a bird.
I'm not killing anyone. That's
how
a bird.
How do you expect to be smarter than Kara if you're multitasking like this?
I know, right?
Let's just get right to the questions so you can get before the vacuum cleaner turns on.
Yeah.
Question one. General Mills announced the price of cereal will rise in 2022. General Mills is the maker of the cereal that is magically delicious. What's that cereal?
Lucky Charms.
Question two. Fans of the Netflix show Emily in Paris can buy outfits inspired by the main character of the show's webpage. What's the famous landmark located in Paris?
Oh, the Eiffel Tower.
Number three, Ludacris was spotted around town Monday handing out gift cards to people in need. Usher, Ludacris, and what other Atlanta hip-hop star are featured on the song Yeah?
Ooh.
How about a hint, Nina?
What?
I'm sorry.
It's called Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Lil Yeah. Okay. I have no idea.
What did you say? Lil what?
Lil Yeah. Lil.
Okay.
Bye.
I don't know.
Number four, Sing 2 hits theaters today. What type of animal does Reese Witherspoon voice in those movies?
My kids are grown.
Name an animal.
A pig. I don't know.
Number five, Milo Ventimiglia.
Yes. Right.
That guy says he plans to steal one of his character's fake mustaches when the show This Is Us wraps up this season. Milo got his start playing Jess on what CW show?
I've never watched This Is Us either. I'm definitely going to get beat by Kara today.
We're going to bring Kara back in.
Yeah.
Here she comes.
Yeah, Nina and Lawrenceville. But you did better than you thought. I'll tell you that. You did better than you thought. We'll see what happens.
Okay.
Kara, ready for the same questions?
Sure.
Number one, General Mills announced the price of cereal is going to rise in 2022. General Mills, the maker of the cereal that's magically delicious.
Oh, that's the Lucky Charms.
All right. That's what Nina said. 1-1.
Question two. Fans of the Netflix show Emily in Paris can buy outfits inspired by the main character on the show's webpage. What's the famous landmark located in Paris?
The Eiffel Tower.
Yes,
you say that as if there's only one.
Well, the Louvre, I guess you could have said.
The Louvre. The Arc de Triomphe. Notre Dame. Right,
2-2. That's what Nina said.
The Lock Bridge. Number three, Ludacris was spotted around town Monday handing out gift cards to people in need. Usher, Ludacris, and what other Atlanta hip-hop star are featured on the song Yeah?
Lil Jon.
Okay! Nina said Lil Yeah. I don't know who that guy is. But it's 3-2.
Finally, number four. Oh, no, excuse me. Not finally, but number four. Sing 2 hits theaters today. What type of animal does Reese Witherspoon voice in those movies?
Cow?
Nina, with a good guess, pig was the right answer.
What?
Hey, we're tied at 3 right now.
Nice one. Number five, Milo Ventimiglia.
Yes, Milo
says
Ventimiglia.
Says he plans to steal one of the characters' fake mustaches when the show This Is Us wraps this season. Milo got to start playing Jess on what CW show?
Heroes?
We were looking for Gilmore Girls.
Oh,
come
gosh.
On. We're all Gilmore Girls fans, right?
Yeah.
Maybe it's just me. All right, hey, 3-3 tie. Nurse Nina, all ties go to the house because Kara puts up $100 of her own money. Kara, your new record, 1,182 wins and 38 losses.
Great game, Nina.
Thanks, Kara.
No cash, but you get tickets to go see Colby Calais, Coco Live 15th Anniversary Tour, Buckhead Theater, February 24th. Tickets are on sale now, livenation.com.
Sounds awesome. I'll take it. Thank you so much.
Get back to your radioactive coffee.
What?
It's hard to ask for forgiveness. Is it too late now to say sorry? So Tad, Drex, and Kara are here to help you do it. Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
James, I understand you recently went through a divorce. That must have been tough.
Yeah, man, it was a little messy. I mean, we've got a kid in the mix, and it's just been tough.
And you reached out to us because you need to ask your ex-wife's forgiveness. You guys have been split for, what, 2 months now?
2 months since the divorce was final, yeah.
Okay. And what did you do?
So, like I said, we have a kid, 16-year-old. His name is Austin. That's our son. And I got him a new truck for his birthday.
Wow.
And she completely read me the riot act and saying that decisions like that need to be discussed and agreed upon between the two of us. And she accused me of just trying to buy my son's love back. Mm-hmm. And that's completely untrue.
So wait, I don't know how, like, what the conditions are of divorce, how that looks. Can a judge say you're not allowed to make big decisions and here are big decisions? Or did you really?
No, come on. A judge is only there basically for the well-being of a child. That's just her controlling the situation. But, I mean, I was just trying to do something nice for him.
Okay, but you're calling to ask her forgiveness. Obviously, in your voice, you can hear you're still a little bit upset. Mm-hmm. So why are you looking for forgiveness then?
So she actually left the keys to the truck in my mailbox yesterday, saying that my son won't accept the truck. So now everybody's upset because, of course, he wants the truck.
Yeah.
I just want you guys to help clearing things up.
So your ex-wife was like, no truck for you. You give that truck back. You think she pressured him into giving the truck back?
Of course. Come on. What 16-year-old doesn't want a new vehicle?
That's the truth.
Let's find out. We're going to call your ex. Her name is Haley, right?
Yeah.
All right. We'll call her and see if we can get forgiveness for you next, okay?
Okay.
You goofed.
And now you need forgiveness.
I'm sorry.
Tad, Drex, and Kara are going to help you ask for it.
Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
James has been divorced for 2 months, got his 16-year-old son a new truck, which made his ex furious. In fact, she dropped the keys off to the car, put them in his mailbox, and said, no, you're not giving him a truck. James wants help ironing things out, smoothing things over, getting forgiveness from his ex. James will help you out. Just hang tight here as we talk to Haley.
Hello?
Hi, good morning. Is this Haley?
Yes.
This is Tad, Drex, and Kara from B98.5. How are you?
I'm doing well. What's going on?
We heard that there might be an issue with your ex, James.
Wow. I mean, there are multiple issues, but are you calling for one in particular?
Let's talk about this little truck debacle. What's going on with that, Haley?
I mean, he told the judge he was broke and couldn't even afford child support. Then he goes out and buys our son a brand new truck. I mean, it's really frustrating. Like,
all right,
so either you're broke or you're not.
You're just saying that he told the judge that he's broke and that he could afford a truck. Do you have full custody but aren't getting any support? Are you getting whatever?
I'm going to just be honest. Zero.
You do not have full custody. I get him every other weekend.
Oh, my God. Here we go. You're on the call, dang.
So, Haley, this is a feature on our show that's called Forgive and Forget. James called to ask forgiveness about the truck. James, how are you able to buy a new truck if you're broke? Haley just said that you're broke.
Well, I didn't, like, technically buy it.
Right. Is it a lease or something? Did you steal it? How'd you get it?
No, we own it outright.
We own it? I swear to God, my name better not be on this lease. And you already ruined my credit once.
The truck belongs to a friend of mine who is also recently got divorced. And she got the truck in the divorce and said it reminded her too much of her ex, so she said I could give it to my son.
She!
Wait a minute. Are you seeing someone?
Haley, we're divorced. Why do you even care?
We've been divorced for, what, 12 minutes? And you're already seeing somebody?
Not to mention it sounds kind of serious if she's giving your son a truck.
Wow.
Thank you. So you understand my frustration.
This is my private life. If you want to deprive our son of something he needs, then you can go ahead and be that monster.
Wow.
This is incredible. I'm done. I'm speechless.
Much as I'd love to know about this other lady who's giving away trucks.
And already dating after two? I mean, I'm not going to judge. It seems quick to be in a relationship already.
James, are you dating this woman?
Like I said, you know.
This is my private life.
Okay, yeah.
Well, this is a feature called Forgive and Forget, as I mentioned. And James called looking to get forgiveness from you, Haley. Does he have it?
What do you think? No.
The keys are going to stay in James' mailbox?
Yes. Where I left them. My son doesn't need a guilt. And I feel like now, because you're seeing someone, that's just your way of trying to ease that on him. No.
Oh, that's true. This is your new mom. She got you a truck.
Oh, Jesus.
Ooh. Oh, wow. New mom. Wow.
Come on, guys. Whose side are you on here? Come on. Tad, come on.
Can Tad have the new truck?
Hey, this is my private life.
On the next Forgive and Forget on B98.5.
Emma had asked her friend Madison to be her maid of honor and then asked another friend to be her maid of honor. I mean, she thought it was a good idea. She was drunk at the bachelorette party, but she thought it was a good idea. Forgive and Forget tomorrow morning at 7.
Tad, Drex, and Kara's Merry Little Christmas, helping Atlanta families in need this holiday season.
Earlier this season, we asked you to nominate families that needed a little extra help getting through Christmas that were struggling this year, and then asked you to buy presents for that family. It's Tad, Drex, and Kara's Merry Little Christmas.
And now the fun part is we get to go out and deliver these gifts to the families, and their kids aren't there, so they're super excited. They know that they're getting to bring these gifts home and wrap them and all that stuff. And I had a chance to go up to Dawsonville yesterday and meet a great couple, high school sweethearts. Take a listen. Aww.
Mikayla Lewis.
And?
Aaron Lewis.
And you guys, we just loaded up your truck with a bunch of gifts. What's going on in there?
Gosh, there's so much. The kids are going to be so excited and have, like, the best Christmas ever.
What does it mean to you guys that our listeners decided, you know, we're going to take care of this family? We're going to buy presents for kids we don't even know. What does it mean to you guys?
There's no words and the gratefulness that we are for you guys. Seriously. I mean, it's beyond belief.
Well, y'all, Merry Christmas, and I hope you guys have a great new year.
Thank you. You too. Merry Christmas.
And something happened when I was dropping these gifts off to Mikayla and Aaron Lewis that has never happened before. Usually, mom's always emotional, right?
Mm-hmm.
Moms are just riddled with emotion. Mm-hmm. But this particular time, it was Aaron that broke down. I don't know if you could hear it in his voice.
Yeah.
But he had to excuse himself. And it was really nice to see that as a dad, to see another dad get emotional, knowing how much it means to his children.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure that it's difficult to not be able to provide and be under that. And
right.
That relief that comes mm-hmm. with, you know what, I'm sure these guys are going to be great a year from now. A lot of the families mm-hmm. that we talked to
yep.
just falling on hard times this year,
right.
whether it be COVID or illness mm-hmm. or whatever.
Yeah, the mom, Mikayla, in that story, she had gotten COVID 8 months ago, still on like steroids, antibiotics,
oh,
8 months later.
Jeez. Stay safe, everybody. And thank you so much to everybody who donated to our Merry Little Christmas. We're in our fifth year of doing mm-hmm. this, and it just gets better every year. I also want to thank our sponsors.
Yeah, Breda Pest Management totally stepped up big time. All of the families are getting $150 gift cards.
Yeah.
Publix stepped up big time for us, too, and all of the families are getting $100 from Publix to go get some groceries. So they're going to be having a Merry Little Christmas for sure.
We took care of the presents, and thanks to Breda and Publix, we're taking care of the groceries. Hopefully have a nice Christmas dinner.
Is it a $150 gift card to Breda Pest Management?
No.
Okay.
No.
Well, I just wanted to clear it up because that would be weird.
Thanks for listening to the Tad and Drex Show podcast. Subscribe for automatic updates and listen live weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. on B98.5.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.